Hello, and welcome to the Witchcast. This is the podcast about making a podcast. It's easy enough to set up a few microphones and talk shit, but it's hard to know what the perfect niche is. And to be honest, we aren't too sure either. I'm Matt Thompson, and today I'm joined by Ollie. Sweetly Bracket, say hi.
Hi.
This week, we're going to be talking about the new sporting league that's taking the world by storm. Talking of storm, something about raining blood, is that right?
Yeah, there's raining blood, there's two suns. Actually, I think they only refer to sun two, so I don't know what happened to the first one. I think it cracked like an egg, and like the blaze ball god arrived, and then that was okay. We'll get into it. The lore of this fucking game that's taking the world by storm.
We'll go over a few ideas and give it a rating, and if it's good enough for the audience, the audience at home. I didn't rename them. That's fine. Okay. What do you call people in the stands of the baseball, in the bleachers?
Did they have like a special name? I thought it was just like
fuck knows. Viewers, I just gonna say bleachers.
Participants. What are they? God, are just fans, I guess. Baseball fans. God, I wish we're so bad at sports. Like we don't even know what the people who fucking watch the sports are called. But I just want to tell you, like, I had to look up the rules of baseball to understand, and like when I was getting into baseball, just because I had no idea. I was like, what the fuck is this? It's like it's going up to nine. There's it's going up and top. I didn't even know it had like fucking like top and bottom of the inning. Like I didn't even.
Yeah, I still don't know what that is.
I think the home team play first, and I think that's the top, and then like the out team is like the bottom, play like the second part of the inning.
Okay, so when they say like fucking bottom of the ninth inning, that's like the last like match, right?
Yeah. So I don't know if there's any like clock or anything in baseball. I think it just ends on like the ninth inning.
Okay. Basically, like when your whole team is out like nine times or something, or whatever.
Although there was a glitch in Blazepool where there was a game that just wouldn't end, and then there's like a whole. And then they made a lore reason for it. So,
okay, let me read this last part again. We'll go over a few ideas and give it a rating, and if it's good enough for the fans and the bleachers in the stadium, or home.
Bleachers, fuck, that's.
I'm not sure if that's correct. Yeah. it'll get its own show. But if it just isn't good enough, it's going to have to go to the podcast graveyard, where you will have to get to the top of the innings with the balls and get the clubs in the home base fly ball baseball hot dog peanuts.
Yeah, play ball.
Play ball. Go umpires.
Yeah, how come the umpire gets to wear like the fucking fancy gear? Like, everyone else has to wear fucking like suit pants when they play baseball. How come like the umpire gets the cool helmet and like the weird fucking padded shit?
Do you know? I know this is gonna sound unrelated, but have you know Warhammer 40,000 or Warhammer in general?
Yeah, are you saying he's like one of the fucking sergeants or something, or Space Marine armor?
when people play the game Warhammer, there's people who are often known as fucking book rules enforcers and shit, where they fucking bust out all the rulers and shit, and they bust out the codex every time they have something. So that's why I think the umpire wears all that, you know, special high level armor, is just to differentiate him as the rules master.
the rules. Wait, does the umpire like are they like the referee? I thought they're. I guess so. Yeah, they
I
are.
Think so,
but,
yeah.
I thought that was the dude who caught the ball, but I think they also like they do like.
Oh, that's the.
They make people go out and stuff.
The backboard or back boy or some shit. I don't know.
I confirm. I did look up the rules of baseball, but I guess I forgot, or maybe I just didn't care. I think the people are worried about the umpires in Blazeball for a completely different reason. So, like, I didn't really...
Do you want to explain what Blazeball is actually first?
Yeah, it's like a browser game, but it has, like, a really weird, like... you mean, like, Blazeball in context of the game, or, like, what it is as, like, A website.
I mean, in general, try and sell me on it, dude, because I'm still not exactly sure what Blazeball is. Explain it to me like you're trying to get me to fucking try it.
Fuck, I've been trying. God, like, I've been trying to get everyone to play baseball. Blazeball, fuck. So, I think it only started, like, July last year. So it's just like a browser game where you do like bets. You know how we used to play fucking Salty Bet when it was like fucking Mugen Fighter and you used to like fucking bet on stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a similar kind of betting system. So you just bet like fake money on these like teams and like every single player has stats. So it's like a really fucked up version of fantasy sport or like fantasy football, fantasy baseball.
Okay. Oh, so it's like a parody of like a fantasy league, is that?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
Actually, I think that's exactly what it is, but it's like it's kind of like I think technically it could be a horror game from like all the weird stuff that happens, cuz like okay, so like every player has stats and like apparently the secret stats that people had to like hack into the website to find out, but they were like number of fingers and like weird like stuff that apparently you have to like look into the fucking source code of the game to find out.
What are the regular stats if the hidden stats are shit like fingers and shit?
Okay, so let me read out some of the fucking regular stats. Oh no, fuck, I'm not looking. Okay, I just got let's just find a random player. Okay, so we have Liquid Friend.
Oh yeah.
That fucking asshole who replaced my fucking number one player, fucking Knight Triumphant. They destroyed my boy. They fucking kicked him into like I had to check the memorial to check if he didn't like die and they replaced him or something, but like I guess they just kicked him out and then.
Don't you have his phone number or something, man? Give him a call, bro. Ask him how he's doing.
Dude, fuck. Okay, so they have, you know, they have regular things. They have batting, pitching, base running, defense, current vibe.
Mm.
So current vibe is good, because, okay. Like, you want them to be, like, really vibing, to be good at, like, fucking pitching and fucking batting and shit.
Okay, and then, what's Liquid Vibes? Oops, I mean, Liquid Man's his vibe right now.
As quality. I think it's a positive quality vibe, which I think is, like, pretty good. They have,
Wait, what was the vibe?
It just says quality.
Oh, the vibe says quality.
Yeah. And, like, the other stats you get, like, oh, these are just, like, I think they do kind of, well, they're more, like, personality things. So, their evolution, it says, is base. I don't know what that means. I think,
is evolution, like, a Pokemon? Like,
yeah, I forgot. That's going to be, like, a newer thing. Because, like, in the last season, like, we voted on like what the next step for Blazeball would be. Mm-hmm. So we voted for like evolution. So like the team, like the individual players can like become like evolve beyond human or something. It's like a weird thing where you can like evolve them to become better at playing baseball. Okay. So, let's see what these other stats. Okay. Peanut allergy. No. Pre-game ritual for him, it's spitting. Coffee style is black. His favorite coffee style is black. Blood type A.
Okay.
It's his fate is 2. I don't know what that means.
Why does blood type matter?
He does have a soul scream, but I can't say it. It's too. Maybe Al can say it because I don't know how to pronounce it. So maybe have the correct pronunciation of his soul scream. I'll just post it to you so you can look at it. So this is his soul scream.
It goes a little like this. Maestro, hit it.
Fuck. What is this supposed to be?
Their soul scream.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm still not entirely sure what that is, but every player has one.
And they're all different, or...?
Yeah, they're all different. Yeah, like, some players like a good cappuccino, some of them like a latte, you know. Some of them like black coffee. It's all important.
So, how does their blood type affect their gameplay?
Well, sometimes there's a blood rain where, like, it's called...
Oh, that's where the blood rain comes from?
Yeah, so, and then, like, I think technically some players who have, like, a special perk can drain the blood from other players and gain their Blazeball power, like, their playing ability. so that's how you get some pitchers who are like beyond, like, who are like superhuman, who are like the best players in the whole of the league, is because I think they kind of sucked their pitching energy from like other players.
So they suck their way to the top, is what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, like, sometimes you gotta suck your way to the top, but like, I mean,
so how do they steal their fucking power? They just have like a special vampire baseball bat or something.
I don't know. Like, I think we could only really speculate.
Okay.
Well, it wasn't always like this. Like, okay, so when baseball first started, it was pitched as like the revival of baseball. And they pretended like baseball always existed. This was just like the first observable game. And like, and okay, so at the moment, there's two leagues, which are Wild and Mild. But when baseball first started, and like, I think the teams were split up into good and evil. So there's a good league and an evil league, and they were split up into a chaotic good and lawful good bracket. And then, like, a lawful evil and chaotic evil bracket.
Sorry, so what is it now? It's,
Wild and Mild. So,
What's Wild and Mild now separated into?
Okay, one sec. It's just Wild High and Wild Low, and Mild High and Mild Low. And, like, there is
this, like, a chicken wing, like, flavor? Or, like...
Yeah, I think kind of, like, because there's one, they're all based off, like, most of them are, like, states, the teams are based off. Sometimes you get, like, random ones from, like, Tokyo, that's, like, a Tokyo team, but mostly they're from, like, the states. So the Mexico City's team is the Mexico City Wild Wings, and for some reason, depending on what league they're playing in, their name changes. So sometimes they're the Mexico City Mild Wings, and sometimes they're Mexico City Wild Wings. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you get me?
Yeah, I think I do understand.
Okay.
So there's still one team, but they just change the name whatever league they're in.
Yeah. So because sometimes, like, depending on, like, how the vote goes, they can change leagues. But, like, it's, like... Okay, so that was season one. They had good and evil. And then, like, in season two, because a big part of baseball is, like, the election time. So, like, every season only lasts for a week, because apparently they say they play about 99 games of baseball within a week, and then you have, like, an election.
An election?
Yeah. So, like, the reason you're trying to make money from betting is so you can afford votes, and then you get to vote to see what happens. So, like, at the end of season one, everyone voted to open the forbidden book that had that you can still access. It's under the book tab in the baseball website, and it's like the forbidden rule book.
Yeah, let me see this website.
Yeah, so apparently when people voted to open the forbidden book, that's when the solar eclipses started to happen. That replaced all other weather conditions, and then the umpires' eyes glowed white, and then they started to gain the ability to incinerate players during the game.
Who, the umpires?
Yeah, the umpires gained the ability, so every time there's a solar eclipse, the umpires, like, transform, and then they can incinerate players. So, like, there's an entire, like, memorial page of, like, all the players that being incinerated.
Sorry, I'm just signing up.
Yeah, and like the first player that got incinerated is called Jalen Hot Dog Fingers, and that they're important. Like, they're an important person in the lore of baseball because they're also the first person to come back from the dead.
What?
There was like a couple of seasons later, there was like a loophole where
I can choose a team.
Yeah, it was like, no, it was the person with the most amount of, because you can idolize players and you can get money when they win and stuff. So, like, it was the player with the most points on the idol rank got to transfer to this one team. But then they, all the fans kind of got together and they made sure that this one dead player was on, like, the top of the ranking who wasn't even playing anymore. So technically they like resurrected from the memorial hall to move to that team. So they kind of broke the game to bring back Jalen Hot Dog Fingers. And then, like, there was, like, I think the game publisher, like, punished Pete. Because, like, there's a couple... Okay, so the reason why the God of Blazeball turns up later on is because there was, like, a... I think it was like we had free strikes, which were like free sins that the fans did before it happened.
What, like, was it Peter or Paul at Jesus' crucifixion? Is that correct?
I don't know.
something like that.
maybe. I don't really know about that, like, the deep Jesus lore.
What is, okay, so I'm looking at schedule, actions, current events, final.
I forgot. Also, in the end of season two, birds. Because they opened the book, there was the Moab Sunbeams was a team, and they became the Hellmouth Sunbeams. And
like, yeah, I just saw that team. Hellmouth Shoe Thieves. What the fuck?
Yeah, yeah. Actually, should I just read out all the teams? Because, like, the best part of the game is just how fucking baller, like, the names are and, like, the team players are. Because, like...
The season brought to you by Yes Please Coffee. What is that?
Yes. So, like, you have the San Francisco Lovers. You have the Core Mechanics. You have the New York City Millennials, the Seattle Garages.
This is actually coffee. Someone's actually selling coffee.
There's Tokyo Lift, the Chicago Firefighters, the Hades Tigers.
Is that actually, they're actually from Hades, or?
I don't know. They might have been somewhere else, and then when they opened up the Forbidden Book, they might have changed, and then like they're from Hades now. I'm not entirely sure.
Hades, Michigan, or something.
Oh, maybe. I wouldn't be surprised. It's like,
how do I place a bet? What am I? I just choose a team? Should I choose my own team, or?
Yeah, I think you might have to wait to get money, but you might have to beg for money. Like, there's a mechanic where you can beg for money and then use that to bet.
Earn coins by placing bets on upcoming games. I have 250 coins. Is that right? Place a bet.
I don't know.
I have to choose who's gonna win.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll pick the worms. How much money do I bet? Max bet 20.
Are you wait, are you following the fucking Ohio Worms?
Yes, dude.
Fuck, that's a team that only turned up last season.
Oh.
Because the Baltimore Crabs, so there's a thing that in the rule book, it says if you won three championships, then you ascend. And no one knew what that meant until Baltimore had three wins, and then they completely got removed from the game entirely. And then they said like they were playing on some utter league that people couldn't actually see. And then two seasons later, they reappeared when the flooding started, and then they brought back these other teams that are also from this weird ascended baseball plane where they also had three wins. So that's where the Atlantis team, the Core Mechanics team, and like the Ohio Worms came from.
Who the fuck is Moist Talkers? Fuck.
It's
weather, black hole. What the fuck?
Yeah. There's a lot of status. Like, there's a lot of status effects in this sport. So like, things can happen to you depending on it. So like, there's a black hole. There's like, you know, the solar eclipse where you get incinerated.
Reverb.
There's flooding. There's this thing called reverb that like it kind of changes reality so players can switch teams randomly, so that's a big problem.
What is this? When a team collects 10 runs, Sun 2 will collect the runs and set a win upon that team.
So the sun absorbs those 10, your score that's over 10, and then gives you a win automatically on the scoreboard. But then your scores were set to zero, so technically you can get a win and still lose.
Oh, because they can their score can still go up.
Yeah.
Or?
So like one player's score is like 10, and then one player's would be like 5, and then the 10 gets reset to zero. They get like a bonus win, and then like technically they could still also lose. So then technically from that game, both players can get a win.
Oh, okay.
And like
so
and
wait. How does black hole work then? Because I thought it was the opposite. When a team collects 10 runs, black hole will swallow the runs. Oops.
Oh yeah, I think with a black hole, they just suck up the score. So I don't think anything happens. I think you just lose it. Okay, so
what? I have to wait 18 minutes for what? All these things to change, and then
yeah. Because it's like, you know, they still have to play for like an hour. You know, they never stop playing Blazeball games. But like, you know, you still have to wait for them to finish the game. Okay, so you may be thinking, what's with all the peanuts? So like, you know,
what is this? I have 10 peanuts.
You acquire peanuts. Because in the third season of Blazeball, that's when peanuts were implemented. So like you could acquire peanuts, you could eat them. Sometimes people had like a allergic reaction to peanuts, you know. But there was this thing called the Great Peanut Fraud, where people figured out how to cheat their way to get infinite amount of peanuts.
Okay.
And that was one of the I think that might have been the second sin that players did towards the Blazeball gods. There was a big giant sign that said the Blazeball gods will remember this. And basically, because people hacked themselves to have infinite peanuts, it started raining peanuts. Like, the developers made it that, like, added peanut rain to it. And then, like, players got shelled if there was a chance that they'd be consumed into, like, a giant peanut if they, like, were in that shelled status thing.
What the fuck? What is E-density? When is the team of an E-density? What the fuck does that mean?
Well, you know, you gotta know how much fucking radius they take up on the internet. I mean, like, you know, this
tarot card.
What? Okay, so there's a reason why instead of unlimited tacos is actually from Los Angeles, because apparently in this universe, Los Angeles is in like a weird loop where multiple realities are on top of each other, because there's a thing called the Great Unslam. So the Great Unslam was when, the game stopped because of the peanut incident. But then there was a glitch in the game where, like, it still counted random games happening, and then, like, people couldn't actually view it. Because of this glitch, the game kind of messed up, and there was what people called the Wyatt Masoning, because Wyatt Mason was the worst player on the unlimited tacos, but for some reason the game glitched, so every single player was called a Wyatt Mason. So and then there was a thing where, like, the they had it on Twitter, so like the people from Twitter were helping the developers rename the players. But apparently still, like, each player still has a weird some of them still have like a name that still retains Wyatt Mason in some way, but like some of them were fixed. But that was like
at least some of them were fixed.
Yeah, so like technically everyone was Wyatt Mason, even though he was the worst player of the game. So I don't know why, like, they had like a weird thing. And I think Wyatt Mason himself is now called, I think, NAN. Yeah, he's called Nan. Like, I think that stands for something, what? Like
NAN.
Yeah.
Nah.
Oh, like not a number.
Oh, okay. Wait. what? That's his name?
Yeah, his name's not a number. Like, that's the original Wyatt Mason. They, like, yeah. So there might be a bunch of Wyatt Masons still out there because of the Wyatt Masoning, but NAN was the original Wyatt Mason before it happened.
Sorry, I'm looking sunflower seeds.
Pickles. Yeah, so that's where I kind of that's where I started. I think that's when the blood rains happened. No, I started afterwards when Jalen Hot Dog Fingers turned up after people resurrected him from the dead. And then there was like some other weird things. The peanut god turning up, and then like apparently technically this one team played against the peanut god in like a Blazeball game. But then, like, the team won. So then, like, the god was killed. And then there was, like, a great, like, Blazeball finally knew peace. It was the end. Because Blazeball goes in eras. So, like, when they killed the god, that was the end of the discipline era. When, like, the fans were constantly disciplined for, like, and, like, for a play, even just watching and playing Blazeball. And then that's when, like, I think Baltimore Crabs ascended into like another realm, and then that's when they came back with the other teams. I sound like a crazy person.
so you lost one team, but you got like three back or something?
No, they like disappeared for like two seasons or like a season, and they came back recently with the other teams. And that's the reason why we have Tokyo Lift, because when when the Baltimore Crabs ascended, they had to replace it with a team. So that's, they replaced them with like Tokyo Lift as like this new fancy team. Fuck, so I think that's most of the weird lore, but like, fuck, it gets, it's real weird. There's like a whole like, I got most of this from the wiki, the Blazeball wiki.
There's a wiki?
Yeah, of course. But like everything has a fucking wiki nowadays.
There's an art gallery.
Oh, because like a lot of fans like draw fan art of what they think the player looks like. So like people like draw their favorite team and stuff like that. Like there's a big like online community for Blazeball.
Yeah, how the fuck do you know your player looks like?
Fuck, weren't we? Oh god,
it was okay, a text game, man.
Like you have to use your imagination. I forgot that this was supposed to be a podcast. So so I propose that we become like a Blazeball associated podcast where we like go through like, cause, like you could, like as you can see, like crazy shit happens like every season. Like there's always like some weird thing, like, you know, like last season there was like the flooding and there was extra teams coming back, and then now there's like the status where people get flooded away. Now Georgia's back for some reason, but like, you know, they have like a lot of weird shit. So like, you know, we could like have like news updates like every, because that happens every week. So like every week we could have like just like, you know, give people an info dump and like what's fucking happening in the world of Blazeball.
Yeah, dude. And then we can, even from there, we can become, you know, maybe Blazeball commentators, right?
Yeah.
Oh, somehow commentate a fucking text game.
We could do that. We'll become Blazeball commentators, like, because like we could do it right now, because I mean, like,
oh, my team lost, man. What the fuck?
Yeah, like you should invest in stale popcorn, because then like it's cheaper than regular popcorn, where like if you get, so popcorn, if you buy a bunch of popcorn, you get the ability to get money when your team wins. But if you get stale popcorn, you get money if your team loses.
I bought both.
Yes. Yeah, I've bought two.
So like, I think my team is like at the bottom. I don't think they're very good. So maybe I should buy more stale popcorn. Is that right?
Yeah. That sounds about right. They're the newest team. So maybe they have to get fucking revved up.
Oh, shit.
So, you know, we can go even deeper into the lore. Like, why... you know, how did we get from Jalen Hot Dog Fingers being incinerated to a giant squid eating God? You know, like that. How did that happen?
Yeah. Yeah. Where does the giant squid eating God come in?
I mean, I was there when it happened, but I'm still not sure. I'm not sure how it happened, but it happened. Because, I mean, that's just, anything really goes in Blazeball, really.
What is the book? Each season of Blazeball shall last 99 games in case of... Why is it all blacked out? What the fuck?
it's redacted.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think recently, like, people don't ascend anymore. They kind of crossed that out for when all the players came back. So, like, I think that's no longer a rule. Like, everything that's crossed out is no longer a rule.
Oh, it's no longer a rule?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. So, where is it? Sorry, book. Every day of Blazeball shall last 1 hour... Okay. What do they even, like, cut out there?
I don't know.
Okay, so that's pretty cool. So this is probably, like, how the games are supposed to be run or played, or this is the rules they abide by, is that correct?
Yeah.
Playing the game. You should play between two teams.
Okay. I forgot that shame is also a factor in Blazeball. So if... So even if you, like, in the ninth inning... Even if it's almost impossible for a player to actually win, they still have to play through the entire game in like a shame round.
What? Wait, the player or the whole team?
No, sorry, the whole team.
Okay, so... And so what, the more shame rounds they get, like the more shame they accumulate, what happens?
I don't know. I'm sure something will happen, but like, yeah, it's called like they were shamed. So to tell you, like, oh, X team was shamed because they had to like sit through an entire round, even though like there was no actual way they would even win, like it just for the sake of it.
Even if they won, they wouldn't win the whole game.
No, they can't win. Like it's like if it's like mathematically impossible for that team to actually win at that point, they still have to play through.
Okay.
So even if they have like, they score zero and the other team has like eight, and like it's not, they're not even like batting, so they can't really score any points. They still have to play through it. Yeah,
I see. Just maybe to see how many runs or points they get, right?
No, but they can't. They can't get any points. I guess you mean for their team?
Yeah, the other team.
Yeah, yeah.
How come one of the rules in baseball is crying in baseball is blank? and then nothing truly matters, which is then crossed out.
I guess because, like, it does, like, a lot of it insinuates that the players are kind of forced to play baseball continuously and that they can never really, you never really stop playing baseball.
Oh, I see.
I don't know why. Like, actually, there is also a, like, there's so many, like, weird bonus things that happen that have no, okay, so there's a mechanic called party time. So if,
okay.
So if a team has completely lost and not even considered in, like, the ranking in the tournament, that team goes into party time and they get, like, bonuses. But I think they're, like, permanent bonuses, or, like, occasionally individual players will start partying and there's, like, a weird thing that makes them better at playing.
What the fuck?
It's complicated. Like, we could do a whole podcast on this. You know, like, I'm telling you, every single week, like, even more weird fucking baller shit's gonna happen. And we're gonna be there at the front lines fucking reporting on it.
Oh my god. Okay. Well, I think I need to read up on regular baseball information.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a good, I did have to learn baseball. I did have to learn regular baseball. That's
Do I have to read all this stuff? Is there, like, maybe somebody can read this? Oh, maybe we should do that. Maybe we could read this to the players.
Yeah, we could have, like, an intro episode of the podcast and just teach people how to play fucking regular baseball and how that apply. Like, only the rules that really matter, because I had to learn, like, fucking innings and shit. So I understood, because, like, what was even happening? I was like, is my team winning? Like, what the fuck's happening?
That could be a good idea, yeah. Just explain to people how baseball works very clearly, very simple to understand, and then come in saying none of that applies to baseball. Because it's actually completely different.
Yeah. No. I think it is kind of... It's baseball adjacent.
Right. It's like a cousin of baseball.
Yeah. Much. It's like when you see those sci-fi movies when they play fucking, like, with, like, cyber football, you know, or, like, fucking killer football or something. Can you get,
I remember we were talking about this the other day.
Yeah. It's like that, but it's like...
Blood sport, or whatever
they
call
it. Yeah, it's a blood sport. Like, baseball is a blood sport, because like, that's why there's a fucking memorial page. Because just to pay tribute to all the players that have been incinerated.
Yeah, what is this page? What is this, the whole page? You can pay tribute? Who are you supposed to pay tribute to?
The fallen players who died playing the fucking beloved sport, Matt. Just, you know, that's why, like, see, like, everyone remembers when fucking Sebastian Telephone got incinerated, or what about Moody Cookbook? Yeah, Moody Cookbook fucking died, you know.
I'm looking at McLaughlin Scorpler.
Like, I really want to do, like...
What, like, the fuck? Yeah, I'm looking at their soul scream is so long.
Yeah, the next time I do a D&D or maybe probably a Shadowrun game, like, I run that as a fucking RPG, like, I'm gonna probably use most of these as fucking NPC names, because, like, some of these names are just incredible.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, have you seen, there was this old Japanese, like, SNES game or something that had, like, where the Japanese game developers try to make, like, American sounding names, but they weren't quite sure on, like, the syntax and shit. Oh, fuck, let me find it. It's really funny, dude. It's very similar to these names.
Like, when I first started playing baseball, like, I mean, sorry, fuck, baseball. I will actually correct this podcast ahead of time, so I will actually have it correct to say baseball.
You're just gonna have it say it automatically. They're gonna edit it over it.
Yeah, just so it doesn't confuse people.
Okay. Oh, I found this image. This is what I was talking about. So apparently, this is from a 90s baseball video game where a Japanese game designer had to make up name of a bunch of American names. Okay. Tell me if some of these names sound a lot like baseball names. Kevin Noginley.
Noginley. That.
Mario McRowayne. Tim Sandalil. Dwight Rortrigal.
Rortrigal?
Like Portugal, but with R's. what about Todd Bonzales?
I feel like that. I mean, like that kind of gets the spirit of fucking Blazeball.
Fucking like Bonzales, dude.
Bonzales.
Ansonsweemy. Okay, that's enough.
Okay, so these are fucking. So yeah, I think if I started saying Blazeball names, I think they'd probably be indistinguishable from the names you said. But like, okay, so I'm looking at Canada Moist Talkers. So they, okay, so every team also has like a tagline. So the Canada Moist Talkers tagline is.
Dude, one of this guy's name is just Joshua Butt, bro. What the fuck?
Yeah, there's talk spit get hits. Okay, so there's Eugenia Garbage, Fish Summers, fucking Money Doctor is very good. That's a fucking incredible name.
What team is this?
The Canada Moist Talkers.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Like, I want to party with fucking the Money Doctor. It sounds like someone who works for the fucking mob.
He sounds like a fucking investment banker.
Bring in the Money Doctor.
Oh my god.
There is a player called Jacoby Podcast. So, maybe we can idolize him. We can kind of big him up.
Yeah, dude. What happens if I give my peanuts to that dead person?
No, that's how you pay tribute.
Oh, okay. Well, how do I kill him and then give my peanuts to him?
Why? Because you like what Jacoby Podcast is still alive?
I don't know. Can I get Control F? What's his name? Podcast.
Be careful. Look up the player stats to see if they have a peanut allergy, because that could be bad.
If they have a what?
Yeah, but you know, because some players have a peanut allergy, so like they can have like allergic reaction like during a game that's raining peanuts.
Oh, okay. How do I find them? Place bet standings. What was the name of this team?
Okay, so
Canada Moist Talkers.
What do you think of my pitch? I mean, like, maybe like we could get a little more acquainted with like the ins and outs of this sport, because this will probably be the closest we'll ever get to actually like doing commentary of a sport, unless it's something crazy like fucking competitive dog training or like fucking lumberjack tournaments. But, I mean, we could do that, but this is the closest we'll get so far.
Yeah, I always wanted to be a presenter, dude. That'd be pretty cool, you know?
Yeah.
Like, just being a fucking, what do they call them? Commentator. Like, you wear, like, the fucking, the goofy headphones, and they show you, like, you know, like, oh, we're here in the box, and, like, the camera shows, like, just fucking two random guys in the box.
Yeah. Actually, like, and we could upload it on YouTube, and we could have, like, we could wear fucking, like, a suit and tie with headphones.
Oh, yes, dude. Oh, get the green screens out. Oh, shit, dude, it's coming together.
Yeah, like, that'd be so good. Getting a fucking, like, box and, like, desk and just fucking photoshopping that at the bottom. Having, like, but, like, we can't have the actual gameplay. It'd just be, like, the fucking browser game or, like, the hit, like, some really janky, like MS Paint graphic of, like, someone going around bases.
It'd be pretty funny if maybe we could just have, like, a little, like, pixel representation of some shit, you know? I think it would be pretty easy to do. Like, you wouldn't have to make it too detailed, like, you know, make players only four, maybe five or six pixels high or something.
Yeah, you could do it. I mean, like, you could do it live on Photoshop as you're presenting. So, like, you'd get, like, you just fucking, like, crop it and just kind of rotate it around the fucking bases. Just, like...
Oh, dude. Oh, okay. You know, those, like, baseball games they have on, like, Xbox and shit?
Oh, yeah. So, like, make the players and, like, fucking simulate it?
Yeah. And then what if you, what is it called? You know in those WWE wrestling games where you can make your character look whatever the fuck you want them to look like?
Yeah. So, like, you'd make your own fucking players and stuff?
Oh, like, that's, yeah, that's dude, people could make their own players and shit?
Now we're fucking talking. You get it.
And then you can just, we could just use like the simulated footage, like, in, you can just make two AIs play against each other, right? And then just get clips of the footage of just like people, like like people with like fucking purple heads and shit, or like whatever this guy's name, Beans McBlaze.
Beans McBlaze.
Yeah, dude, just fucking get Beans in there. He can look like a bean. Alston Cerveza, what the fuck? York Silk. Oh, nice.
York Silk is, I don't know, I don't like, it's kind of similar to fucking Yolk Silk, and I don't like that fucking, that imagery that it's kind of...
So what do these stars mean? Anyway, yeah, I think that would be a pretty good idea, dude.
But does it? Maybe the podcast already exists. Like, I don't want to. I don't want like to have. Yeah, I probably should have checked that before we started talking about it. So we might
fuck those guys.
Oh fuck! There is a Blazeball podcast. Fuck! We need to. It's called a Blazeball podcast. Take me out to the Blawl game.
What the fuck?
So fuck, we do need a competitive edge over this other podcast, which I'm sure, like, if you, I'm sure you could listen to them, the, you know, judge for yourself, I guess. But
how many episodes are there? How many episodes are there in their podcast?
I don't know. Blazeball was on a hiatus for a while, so maybe they'll be just coming back.
Oh fuck, can you imagine just like fucking not recording anything on the off season? Or maybe you have to record something off season, just like fucking like speculation and rumors.
Their
and
last
shit.
Episode was in November.
Oh no.
Oh, okay. So maybe we could take up their mantle, you know. Like maybe. I was gonna throw this this podcast in the garbage, but maybe we could salvage it, you know. We could.
Yeah, dude. This podcast is free real estate now.
Yeah. can we copyright the name? Can I get fucking can I go on Squarespace right now?
Oh my god. What did you want to call this website? This website, holy fuck, this episode, this podcast.
I don't know. It like from what I've seen to everything, it still has to have an L in it somewhere because they love that. Maybe it would be like a bloodcast or something. Because like, you know, like
bloodcast?
You know, they have splorts. They love putting L's and stuff, those Blawl. We need to be.
How do you spell Blawl, dude? What do you mean?
It's a B L A L L. Blawl.
Okay. So something to do with baseballs or blazeballs or blazeballs.
The thing is, like, we don't know anything about baseballs. So, like, how do we even come up with a fucking podcast name that's related to bit? Like, maybe, like,
yeah.
They have innings. What's going to happen? Like, we can't say blinnings. That doesn't make any sense. Like, fucking.
What about outings?
Yeah. Do you get. Are there outings in baseball?
Whoa. I don't know. Okay. What about. Just look at their website. I don't know. What is Earl postseason? Late postseason election?
I don't know. I think that's a new thing. I think that's just telling you like how far in you are in the season. That's like a week. So like I think like in late season, it's just saying like probably vote now. Otherwise, like, you know, like the election's starting. Actually, I should probably report right now. Because like I'll see what decrees I can vote on. Because since the new season has started. Oh, they have bird rights? Okay, birds are going to be a factor somewhere. There's force
bird
fields.
Bird rights? What the fuck, man?
Force fields would be pretty good. I mean, like, with those balls flying around the place, you need... Okay, and free wills. They're like little parchments. I guess they are wills. I mean, a lot of people do die in Blazeball, so maybe they do need a will. So like that'll probably be pretty good. But I will in fact be voting for bird rights because I mean, like, I want to be part of this fictional universe where birds are real because as we know, birds are not real.
Yeah, everyone knows that. It's got to be.
Yeah, they're just surveillance for the government.
Oh, the games are going on right now.
Yeah,
I'm watching him play. Ball 2-0, ball 3-0. Does that mean he walks? Strike looking 3-1.
Matt, I really wish I could tell you. I really wish I could tell you what that means.
Okay, he's doing a walk. Okay. We still need a name, dude. What's a good name?
Fuck, I don't know.
What about Blaze Blawl's Splorts Slenter?
I don't. Like, you can't even. That's not good for a podcast if you can't say it. Like, even
yeah, you
if
can
if
say
it.
Blaze Blawl's Splorts Slenter.
Okay.
It sounds like I'm having a stroke. fuck. Blaze Blawl's Splorts Slenter.
Yeah, Blaze Blawl Splorts Slenter. Oh, yeah, no, I
Slenter.
It makes
it's
sense.
Slenter.
It's like, what are the. What about Slenter?
Huh? What was that?
What they call like the when you do it live, you do like the fucking announcer stuff. Like, there's a specific name for it.
Commentator.
Is it a commentator? Or like, commentating? I thought it was like a fancier name for it. Like they do like...
Invigilator.
But yeah, we could... I mean, it's a new sport, so we can fucking call it whatever we want.
Yeah, dude, we can be the fucking... The Blazeball Invigilators, bro.
Oh, yeah, that has a fucking ring to it. I bet, like, I mean... This is a new... This is going to be a new cyber sport. I think technically... This would count as an e-sport... Because it is like an online thing, so like, technically an esport. This is what
who the fuck is
love.
Competing though?
The Zoomers are taking over sports with this new fangled Blazeball, and I want to be the first to sort of like, you know, capitalize on this. Mm. Even though we have demonstrated that there are other podcasts, but I mean, like, we could. But who's gonna put on a fucking suit and tie and fucking commentate over MS Paint? I mean, like,
hell yeah, dude.
You gotta have the fucking tenacity for it.
The tenacity. Dang, dude. Okay, well, I guess I'm down, dude. I'm down. Let's fucking record right now.
Yeah, we could
get
do
the cameras.
Okay. Yeah, let's do it right now. But
I need to buy a green screen then.
Yeah, we could watch a game, fucking open some beers, and fucking commentate.
Dude, my team is getting a lot of walks.
Yeah, I mean, like you gotta walk a lot playing fucking baseball. Sometimes you gotta fucking run. I mean, like, you know.
Dude, who's Yusuf Fenestrade? What the fuck? Oh, inning three is going on an outing. Is now an outing. Oh, there is outing, dude.
Oh, fuck, there is. Okay, is that a game changer? Or is that just... Fuck, I don't know what I'm talking about.
But I don't know what that means, though.
We should end it. We just... I think that's a podcast. Technically... Yeah, that's a podcast.
Sure. Okay. Fucking sick, dude.
Yeah. Oh, wait. There's Money Doctor the Second? Is that in a different team?
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, I guess we'll see you on the first episode of Blazeball Splorts Slender.
Yeah, but Blazeball Splorts
Slender. Make sure to bring your foam fingers. Yeah, foam fingers. What else do they have at baseball game? Blazeball games.
We will have to probably order quite a few hot dogs to just eat them while we do this cast, just so, you know, just to get the authentic experience, you know, get like some fucking beer hats, some hot dogs.
Oh,
the full,
yes,
the full
beer
fucking
hats.
Baseball experience.
Nice. Okay. Hot dogs here. Get your hot dogs here.
Yeah, because like, okay, I've been to an American football game, and I gotta say, like, the most of it is just fucking eating and getting drunk and not knowing what's happening, and then have like a weird quiz in the middle of like halftime.
Oh, dang, dude! So that's how I fucking watch cricket.
Wait, what do you mean? Wait, you've been to like a cricket? Wait,
no. When I watch cricket on TV, like, I'm always drunk, and I'm like, whoa, who's is England's playing? Oh, England's go, England go, and like, but I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Cricket
like...
goes on for like fucking was like a week. Are you drunk for like a whole week for that game? Because like,
no, I get bored and I fucking wander outside or something. But like, that, cricket is only exciting if you're fucking drunk, dude. Maybe it's the same for baseball, you know.
Is this like, I think they'll get worse because it's like a fucking spreadsheet. Like, man,
when you're drunk to spreadsheets.
That's a different podcast idea. So, like, that's fucking.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll see you then.
Yeah, see you.
Okay. Bye. Okay.
Bye. Hey, it's Ollie from Witchcast here. I'm just here to let you know that you can follow us at Witchcast on Instagram or Twitter. And if you really vibe with what we're selling over here, go text your mom or your dad or your babysitter. And just tell them about the show. Bye.
Can I did what you were asking. I'd like to see my dog.